God, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I've invited our favorite Johnny Cash impersonator to join us today, not just to share a song that he wrote with us, but also to share the story and the meaning behind that song, as well as to talk about the day that we're commemorating today. So before you share your song, I would like you to introduce it.
Okay. The song that Leigh has asked me to sing for you folks today is a song of mine called Church on Sunday. And I wrote it probably 5 or 6 years ago now. Songs age real fast, like kids, I find. But it's a song I wrote following the passage of my sister-in-law. My youngest niece was about to turn 1 year old. My sister-in-law had been prepping for the birthday party all week and was running real ragged. She was pregnant with another baby at the time. And just one night she went outside to catch her breath, fell down, and didn't wake up. She passed away, the baby was lost. And all of a sudden, come Saturday morning, my little brother was a widower and a father of two little girls to raise them alone. And Saturday was about the longest day any of us had ever had. And then come Sunday morning, he got his girls up, he got them dressed real pretty, and he took them to church like it was any other Sunday. And I'm not a person of terribly strong faith. I admire the culture and the community aspects of church. I found sometimes the teachings of it to be a little bit harder to grasp onto. But I was mad on his behalf. I was extremely confused and angry. Said, you know, after all you've lost, after all that's been taken from you, how can you, with a straight face, go and give thanks to a God that has done this to you? And it was just my protective instincts over my little brother. I've been unable to do anything, unable to make him feel better. And my little brother's a pretty stoic guy. My sister-in-law was a woman of real strong faith, and she instilled that in him and into their little girls. And so, in lieu of just a heart-to-heart conversation, which we've had bits and pieces of since then, I wrote a song from his perspective, trying to make sense of it. This is a song of mine called Church on Sunday. Ooh. After a brief tune interlude. Showing up late. Yeah, I don't perform this song as much as perhaps I ought to, because it's can be a difficult song to sing. But I always dedicate this to my sister-in-law Sarah Guetta, to my little brother Scott Guetta, and to my nieces Eliana and Sophia. Sunday.
know you'd want your angels looking pretty everywhere, even though you can't dress them anymore. And I know you expect me to take care of myself, but there's so much more that needs to be done. It was hard enough for two, and honey, without you, it's a heavy load to bear now as just one. But I still take the girls to church on Sunday, 'cause I know you want them raised this way. I tell them to look above, I tell them mama sent her love. But I'm not sure I mean it when I pray. I still take the girls to church on Sunday. I still take the girls to church on Sunday.
Well, this is unprofessional. I'm sorry.
James first played this song for me last year when I was pregnant with Clementine, and it feels different now that she's here.
Yeah. Sorry.
I asked you for this. I did this to myself.
You hired me.
I paid you to do this. Come on, Jimmy, you're perfect. Oh, mate. Oh, my God. Okay. Again, thank you for your willingness to come and share that. I imagine that's a very difficult thing to do. I understand why maybe you don't do that very often.
It brings a Saturday night bar crowd to a screeching halt, I'll say.
I think that one of the reasons I wanted this to be shared is because when we have a day like today where we commemorate the people in our lives who we've lost, it brings up a lot of theological difficulties, a lot of philosophical questions. But beyond all the intellectual stuff, for me it brings up the interplay of love and grief and how death is only something we're afraid of because we love. And that maybe there is something bittersweet and beautiful in death, in that it reminds us of how much we are loved and have loved. And that song that you wrote evoked all of those things for me, and I hoped and thought that it would for all of you. James and I met a week or so ago to talk through what some of the things we might want to talk about with you all are. I have some questions in mind, some things we talked about that I want to be shared again, but also if you have any questions or comments, once you've all collected yourselves, feel free to chime in and ask or comment or anything. This is a conversation with everybody here, so don't be shy, not that you ever are, but I invite you to chime in wherever. So I guess the first thing I want to talk about is how fear of death is one of those things that brings people to religion in the first place a lot of the time. And hopefully it doesn't stay there, but it is a compelling, motivating factor to get people right with God, as they say. And I think part of that is we want to believe that being good and righteous will protect us from bad things happening. We want to believe that the world is fair and orderly, and if we do good things, bad things will avoid us, and what happened to your sister-in-law really blows that theory right out of the water. So the fact that he would still choose to hold on to faith, even though part of the thing we like to think we believe in is that it somehow protects us. Even the psalm that Jamie shared this morning is about how the righteous will be protected. How did that... I know you mentioned sharing that you were angry on his behalf. Can you say more about that and about how it felt like what your brother was still pursuing didn't even make any sense anymore, if it ever did?
Yeah, I think at the time, Not to mention how long that particular Saturday was, figuring everything out and all that, but just like, I couldn't imagine having anything to be thankful for, and anything to praise God for. But it's, I try and make sense of it a little bit in the song, and that, he still has two little girls, wants to instill those types of practices in, and, wants to take care of them and be thankful and loving for them. And also, it's something I hadn't necessarily been as cognizant of, because before I started coming to visit you folks, it's been quite a while since I've been inside a church, but I had neglected the communal aspect of it and taking comfort in a family of faith and things like that. And I think that is also a strong part of why he kept going, especially that particular Sunday.
Yeah, I think that the purpose of a church family, it's, we're not just a collection of people that think the same things about things.
Right.
So we're all, we're a study group that's prepping for the entry exam to heaven. And I think that that's maybe one of the ways that we intellectualize what we do, but I like to think that the more important thing about being a community of faith is the community part. It's not that we all are on the same page in terms of what we think. There's a huge array, just to take death for example, of what Christians believe about the afterlife. There are Christians who believe that to think that any created being could possibly be eternal is an affront to an eternal God, and that we're just done when we die. There are Christians who believe that. There are those who believe in kind of a stereotypical angels on clouds with harps view of heaven, people that think that heaven is a long church service, people that just hope we get to be with the people we care about when we die. So being correct about death or anything that follows it isn't the important thing. I appreciated what you said in your song about, and you have shared that you're speaking for your brother, but you don't mean to be speaking for him. It's just your way of working through what happened. But that even in the moments where we don't feel like we particularly believe anything or aren't particularly assured that somebody is listening, there's value in staying here together. I think that's something that we run from. I think that that's something that we're uncomfortable with. We want to believe. We want to hold on to faith. We want to be good Christians. But something that's been particularly important to me in my role as a pastor is making sure that everybody knows that they don't have to pretend to think anything or be anywhere, but that I still want you here and I still care about you, and so does everybody else here. Could you maybe say a bit more about the value you've seen in the way that the community has come up around him and the girls?
He goes to Living Hope Church in Maryville, I believe. That's where he is right now, probably, with those girls at church on Sunday. And ever since she passed away, he's been even more involved in the church and the community there. They do all sorts of special events, and I believe just this past week they had like a trunk or treat sort of thing. And like anytime they have just about any sort of special event, he goes there and he helps out a lot. And he's grown closer with the pastor there, I believe. And it's been like over time, after the anger and the frustration wore off, it's been comforting to see. And that, that also that my nieces feel so comfortable at home there. I remember being their age and getting told to come to church on Sunday morning was just a fight with my mom every week. But my little nieces, they're absolute sweethearts. And granted, I'm not there at their house on Sunday morning when he's getting them up ready to go, but it doesn't seem like it's pulling teeth like it was with me. So it's good to see.
There's a lot of things that I wrote down to think about and ask about, and they're all like the heady, nerdy stuff that I dive into to protect myself from feeling things. And they don't feel appropriate to do today. I think I want to let this be ambiguous and bittersweet. But if you all have any things you want to say or ask, I invite you to do so. And then I'm going to let James have a seat, and we'll say a bit about the people that we've particularly lost from this place. But before And of course, you can probably find him afterwards if you have something.
I'm not running off.
Other than to Marquette.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how that goes. Thank you so much for being willing to do this.
Thank you.